just even the way it happened, where they had a perfect game through 4 1/3 or whatever, and we hadn't scored. It was looking like it could have continued a trend, and then to be able to come back, it was good. So hopefully we can continue and keep the momentum going. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, that's no guarantee, but it'll be a good story, right?
When Newt gets the 2 runs, that kind of changed the whole momentum of the game, didn't it?
Yeah, I think just getting those guys on. I mean, you get bases loaded, no outs. I mean, their starter just really had dominated. I mean, if we swung early, we were out, and if we were patient, it was an 0-2, 1-2 count, and then we got out. So it was tough. Not really sure what happened, but able to get 3 walks right there and lay off some tough pitches, and then obviously a big hit by Newt, and just a good one.
How happy are you for Gorman, who had been kind of scuffling at the plate?
Yeah, it was awesome. So happy for him, lefty on lefty right there, and you know, not just to get a hit, but a game-winning hit is special, and it was great, and definitely very happy for him. And I know he's been working extremely hard, and you know, just obviously we all want to do our job and help the team win, and to be able to come through is a very satisfying feeling for him.
Well, I mean, again, with Newt Barr's at bat in the 7th, obviously important, but he also has such a different charisma and energy. Can kind of keep guys really loose. So when you look in the dugout and he's celebrating with you, what does he do to you to allow you, I don't know, relax and be a little bit more loose in moments like that?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, probably just keeps everyone loose, and he has fun, and it's all throughout the time. I love Newt. I love hanging out with him here at the field and away from the field as well. And outside of that, I mean, obviously he's a great player. He works extremely hard and he does some great things. I think just the energy tonight it's been good every day, but I think definitely was good, you know, maybe even great today. You know, it just was, especially just because of how it started out, it was just not looking great. But I think just the talk of that was, hey, keep going, let's score some runs, or let's hold them right there, we're going to come back. And I think, you know, just hearing that kind of just gives you a little bit of, I don't know if it's motivation or confidence, but just kind of those good vibes in the dugout.
You talk about the importance of having that consistent thought process, but how great is it to see sort of a proof of concept that having that consistent talk in the dugout leads to something really productive?
Yeah, I think it's good to, you know, get the win and get some big hits. But, I mean, there's a lot of games. It's just one game. Just like when you have a bad game, you got to let it go and put in the work. And then if you have a good one, kind of same thing. It's a great win, but tomorrow, you know, doesn't guarantee success. But I think and we've had a good mindset this whole year. I mean, today was just nice to kind of reap the benefits of that. I mean, it's the same things we were saying yesterday, and we just didn't score. We lose 2-0. Today we're able to score some runs and come back. So if you have that mindset, you give yourself a chance. it doesn't always go your way. You know, sometimes you hit Adam, or sometimes you just take a bad swing or make a bad pitch or don't make the play on D, but consistently over the 162, if you can, you know, do the right things more often than not, you give yourself a chance.
Well, you got a lot of years under your belt. You've gone through these highs and lows, but Gorman's 23. How have you seen him handle it? How did he handle this? He said he was right next to you in the cage grinding, I'm sure.
I think everyone has. I mean, we've all been playing this game for a long time. Maybe I've done it at the big league level longer than him, but, you know, I'm sure he's had some ups and downs. I mean, even think about he got sent down his first time up. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he's gone through struggles as well. I think you just got to keep going and not let it kind of carry over from one day to the next. Mm-hmm. And he's done a good job with that. Again, it doesn't guarantee success, but it gives you the best chance. And just you definitely do enjoy it when you're able to come through. I mean, if he would have hit a homer, or I would hit a homer, we would have already been up 5. I mean, it would have been obviously satisfying, but to be able to do it, really contribute to a win or a walk-off, I mean, those are satisfying no matter how you're playing, and just really happy for him.
A lot of times, Paul, when things are not going great, it feels like the game can find you in a lot of spots. How important is it to want to be found in those spots and to want the game to come get you?
Yeah, of course, you got to keep your confidence. You got to want to have the ball hit to you on defense and make the pitch or be up in those big situations. So I guarantee, I mean, you guys probably asked him, I'm sure he wasn't thinking, let me hit a walk-off homer here. He was probably just thinking, let me get on base and see what happens. And, you know, a good thing happened with the big swing. I mean, he's a guy that when he gets hot, he hits homers. It's not just singles, and so he can make an impact very quickly. I mean, that was great to see today, and hopefully we'll continue.
To Katie's question about Newt, you feel like the wheelchair celebration was a little harsh on the infield single?
Because giving that way, I didn't, you know, I think yeah. I didn't look in the dugout. You know, that's not really my style. Yeah, but I'm glad they had fun. I was just, you know, my mindset was like, let's just get on base here and see what happens. And to be able to do that when I hit it, I was just, you know, running as fast as I could. And fortunately, was able to beat it out.
Last night you talked about how it's important to not let the emotions get the best of you in the midst of the struggles, but despite that, staying patient, how good does it feel to finally get some results and to be able to contribute in a big win like this?
Yeah, I think for sure to be able to contribute in the win. I mean, that's probably the most disappointing thing as individuals. We all go through struggles, but when the team can find a way to win, you know, you can deal with that. But for myself personally, to have come up in some big spots and not gotten the job done, you know, that hurts more for sure. Again, like I say, you can't correct that. But to be able to, you know, hit that homer in the seventh and tie up the game and then to get on base in the ninth, you know, in a tie game, yeah, that's really satisfying. I mean, that's why we play. It's a lot more fun to do it that way. But you've got to take the failures and you've got to take the downs to enjoy the ups.
And on the flip side then, talking about the emotions, you know, a great game tonight. You've been in this game a long time. How do you remain focused knowing there's still work to be done for this team as a whole?
I think that's easy. I mean, that's just what we do. We show up every day. I mean, you're not going to get overconfident because we had one come from behind win. I mean, when you're going good, you just try to keep it going. When you're struggling, you know, you're trying to find out what adjustments to make. And I'm sure there's mistakes we made tonight that you can learn from and build on. And then, you know, we do have success remembering what you did so that, you know, it's a little easier to repeat the next day. Again, it's not going to guarantee you success, but gives you a better chance.
Well, how would you describe Nolan's power? Like when he hits balls hard, and it's a different sound when it leaves the bat.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it his whole life. It seems like that's what we heard when he got drafted, and you know, when he's got to the big leagues. And I think that's a huge asset of his. And like I said, that's when he gets hot, he hits extra base hits, and that's what makes him so good. I mean, and he's done a great job. I mean, he's played great defense. I know, you know, offensively he hasn't played his best, but I mean, I think that just kind of shows who he is. He's still out there and not letting bringing his at-bats on defense. And, you know, when he gets going, it's going to be a lot of extra base hits, a lot of RBIs, as we've seen.